This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A New York judge has ordered Donald Trump and his companies to pay more than $350 million in penalties. The judge found they engaged in a years-long scheme to dupe banks and others using financial statements that inflated Trump's wealth. Here's CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The result was a foregone conclusion. Before the trial even began, the judge had already ruled that the former president and his sons were dishonest businessmen, fraudulently misrepresenting their net worth. That's probably why Donald Trump showed up to court each day. More so than even a criminal case, this case struck at the heart of his identity. Is he a New York real estate high roller or a fake wheeler dealer?
President Biden had harsh words Friday for Russian President Vladimir Putin following the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The prominent Putin critic died Friday in a Russian penal colony. More from CBS's Weijia Zhang at the White House.
He was so many things that Putin was not. He was brave. He was principled.
Just yesterday, Navalny appeared well during a video-linked court appearance. Even laughing and making jokes with the judge.
President Biden was in East Palestine, Ohio Friday, more than a year after a Norfolk Southern train derailed there, sparking a toxic chemical fire that burned for 2 days. CBS's Roxana Saberi was with the president.
The Environmental Protection Agency says the air, soil, and drinking water are safe, and that it's closely supervising the cleanup and environmental testing by Norfolk Southern. But activist Misty Allison, who met with President Biden today, says many of her fellow residents are still suffering from health issues they didn't have before the derailment.
What are the biggest concerns?
The long-term health implications. Is this going to be a cancer cluster in 10, 20, 30 years?
Snow is on the way to the mid-Atlantic, followed by high winds Saturday afternoon, says CBS News Baltimore meteorologist Steve Sosna.
The lower amounts farther to the south. Up to the north, we could see some 5-inch bands, and a lot of you, I think, get probably between 2, 3, 4 inches of snow, and it's all gone here by 7, 8 in the morning. The storm system is gone.
One firefighter's been killed, 9 others injured in a home explosion in the town of Sterling, Virginia. 2 people have been hospitalized. And more than 90,000 Genesis G70, G80, and G90 vehicles are being recalled because of the risk of an engine fire. Genesis says owners should park them outside and away from structures until a repair is completed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Governor Evers is considering new legislative district maps that experts say are an improvement over the current gerrymandered maps. As Mike Mohn reports, fair maps should lead to more functional and responsive state government.
This week, the Republican-led legislature approved the map submitted by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Yuseli Flores with the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition says if these maps are fully implemented, they'll finally usher in a more balanced legislative body.
These maps would change Wisconsin's future for years to come, and it will definitely get rid of what happened in 2011. It'll dismantle that partisan gerrymander.
Following the 2010 census, Republicans were in charge of the redistricting process and have since maintained large majorities in the legislature. That's despite more competitive races for statewide elections. Evers has pledged to sign the maps. However, some of his fellow Democrats have misgivings about the GOP's approach, including language that says the maps wouldn't take effect until the general election in November, excluding any special or recall elections this year. And some policy analysts say Republicans still might hold a slight advantage even with the Evers maps. However, Flores says that doesn't mean there won't be any progress in establishing the change advocates want to see. She adds this could help bolster candidate recruitment in marginalized districts.
Folks that might not have millions of dollars in the bank that are running because they're tired of big money politics.
State election leaders have set a deadline of March 15th for the new maps to be in place. The hurry to update the boundaries comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court overturned the current legislative districts in a December ruling. The court would have to choose maps if an agreement isn't finalized in time. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low teens. More sunshine than clouds for the afternoon Saturday, but breezy. Highs in the low 30s. On Sunday, a little warmer, more sun in mid-30s. Early next week, starting off dry with temperatures jumping back up into the 40s. Currently, it's 6.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board and taking your phone calls. It is TGIF Friday, February 16th, 2024, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommers, what do we got on a Friday?
It is total chaos.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nikki Haley has some opinions, though.
She has some. It's total chaos. Of course, that was earlier this week. She was speaking about the Republican Party at large. But look at the news today. It's just total chaos everywhere. Goofy, a big news day on a Friday. I was hoping, and you know, it might be one of these shows because there was a lot of things going on this morning I had to prepare for. We have a big week coming up next week. I'm going to be up at Hayward covering the 50th annual American Birkenbeiner ski race. And yes, it's still going on instead of going from Cable to Hayward as per the norm. They are making and literally trucking in snow to have a 10-kilometer loop in Cable, but still a lot going on in Hayward. So we'll be there all next week. So get ready for all that kind of stuff. And you know, I know what we're going to talk about, but it's just, you have a feeling it could be one of those shows. So we'll find out. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well. You know, it's been a little bit of one of those days for me. I woke up and there's just this in my lower back, this part that's just really tight and I can't quite stretch it out. So, you know, sometimes it'd be like that.
You need some hot yoga, Mr. Zommers.
Maybe I do. Although I think if I did hot yoga, I would pass out.
Yeah, but you don't do well in the heat.
No, I do not.
You don't do well in the heat.
Maybe ice cold yoga.
Alaska yoga.
Alaska yoga.
Eskimo yoga.
That's nude what... Alaska yoga for maximum coldness.
Be careful of shrinkage. That's all I'll say. Big show for you today, taking your phone calls as well. And Mr. Zommers will have a board game of the week for us to think about what to do over the weekend. So your phone calls as well. The phone lines are open, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Was home last night, and by the way, I tweeted this out last night. I didn't know for sure what I was going to have for dinner and found myself at a local grocery store. And it's never good to go shopping when you're hungry. And I had one of those urges for kind of comfort food because I'm still getting over this cold. And my grandma Alba used to make, when we go to the farm sometimes for the weekend, a Friday night type of meal, wiener wraps and macaroni and cheese.
That's good stuff. Right? That's easy to make and right? It's delicious.
And so I found myself last night buying a convenient 4-pack of Pillsbury Crescent Rolls. So I didn't have to do all 8. And then it became, do I want to get the Oscar Mayer wieners, just the regular ones that are full of chicken lips and sawdust? Or do you want the Oscar Mayer beef franks? Or do you go for the Hebrew kosher ballpark franks? And, you know, I decided to go for some kosher meat. So I went for the Hebrew ballpark franks and made myself some wiener wraps. And I almost always have a package of Kraft macaroni and cheese.
You got to have a few boxes at home.
Right. And I thought, well, yeah, I didn't buy anything.
They cost a dollar.
I got home, nothing. But I did have Elba macaroni and some Italian cheese and milk. And I mean, I was very proud of it. I made myself some, my own macaroni and cheese. It was pretty darn good.
To make some higher effort mac and cheese.
So here was my night last night, just to show you how my social life goes. And my friends know this to be true. I fixed myself some wiener wraps, some homemade macaroni and cheese, and a glass of cheap Cabernet. That was my meal last night. And then I watched the season premiere of Sheldon. What's the on CBS? Young Sheldon. I watched that. And Ghost.
Big Bang Theory fan?
I kind of was, yeah. And Ghosts, the premiere of Ghosts. I won't spoil it for those who have recorded it, but one of the ghosts was sucked up. They call it sucked off. Well, because a ghost can, on the show, because the ghosts are kind of in this purgatory, so they live in this mansion. Right. But when you get sucked off or sucked up, you actually go either up to heaven or down to hell. And one of the ghosts, I'm not going to tell you which one, got sucked off last night. So the lucky ghost. No, that's what they call it in the show. So anyway, it was a great episode, a great premiere episode of Ghosts on CBS. And tonight, I'm looking forward in nervous anticipation, although it has been announced as the last season of my favorite dramatic scripted comedy on network television, Blue Bloods, which is premiering tonight on CBS. So I'll be watching that.
I also made myself dinner last night, and for my roommates, I'm going to give you the recipe for Aaron's goulash. I didn't have a name for it. My roommates started calling it goulash.
Yeah.
So, all right, here's what we got. We got a pan for the oven, put a little bit of oil in the bottom, rip up some corn tortillas, put a layer, and then in a pot, you mix up a can of diced tomatoes, a can of corn, a drained can of sweet potatoes, a drained and rinsed can of black beans, pour some salsa in there if you feel like it. Add a large amount of chili powder and cumin. Also, you know, add some salt, some pepper, some whatever else strikes you in the moment.
Sure.
Mix it up and heat it up a little bit. Kind of stew that. While that's going, you preheat a pan and then you mix up some of those same seasonings. Rub it on some chicken. So get that good chicken rub.
All right.
And then you fry that up. Then you put the mixture and the chicken, you lay it out in the pan, half of it, put some cheese, add another layer of corn tortillas, pour the rest of it and some more cheese, put it in the oven at 420 for about 15 minutes.
Ding.
And
it's all good.
Eat with sour cream. It's delicious.
And this concludes this week's cooking segment with Aaron Zommers.
There's a reason I don't have a cooking show.
We're going to replace Board Game of the Week with Meal of the Week with Aaron Zommers.
And maybe I'll actually prepare for it. And
that was pretty good, though, off the top of your head. I'm impressed.
It was very delicious. Well, very easy.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was delicious. Maybe we'll have to have you cook it on the show sometime. Well, here's the deal. As I'm making my wiener wraps and macaroni and cheese and minding my own business last night. And this is the thing. People will tell you. I don't go looking for trouble. You understand? I'm not looking for trouble. And sometimes trouble just finds me. So I'm minding my own business. I'm scrolling through the old Twix last night, Twitter and X, Twix, as Craig Ferguson calls it. And I scroll through because I follow 60 Minutes, the great CBS news program on Twitter. And this comes up on my Twitter feed, says Republicans in 7 states won by Joe Biden cast fake electoral votes for Donald Trump. Sunday, Anderson Cooper interviews Andrew Hitt, who claims he and his fellow fake electors in Wisconsin were tricked into signing the documents. I said, wait a minute here. Andrew Hitt is being interviewed on 60 Minutes. And more importantly, he's being interviewed by Anderson Cooper. Now, what in the world have I done that the gods have allowed Anderson Cooper to meet Andrew Hitt and not me? I mean, come on now. So number one, I was insanely jealous that Andrew Hitt got to hang out with Anderson Cooper. But number two, I know a little bit about something about this guy, not Anderson Cooper, but about Andrew Hitt. And I'm like, that just doesn't add up. So I'm going to tell you the story here in just a couple of moments. But first of all, and remember, this is just a clip, a preview, to get you sauced up, ready to go for 60 Minutes for Sunday night. Here is the clip that was released last night by 60 Minutes. Anderson Cooper interviewing Andrew Hitt. Yes, the former chairman of the Republican Party Wisconsin, former attorney to Republican Governor Scott Walker, native, like myself, of Richland Center. This was Andrew Hitt talking to Anderson Cooper, claiming he and his fellow fake electors were tricked into signing the documents.
Beautiful kids, Andrew. Good, good. I'm going to blame you, Andrew, if they don't do it.
Can you imagine the repercussions on myself, my family, if it was me, Andrew Hitt, who prevented Donald Trump from winning Wisconsin?
You're saying you were scared.
It was not a safe time. If my lawyer is right, and the whole reason Trump loses Wisconsin is because of me, I would be scared to death.
Andrew Hitt, native of Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin, former attorney to Republican Governor Scott Walker. I think he was the head attorney for Walker's office, gubernatorial office.
I think so.
And then ended up being the chairman, the immediate past chairman, as a matter of fact, of the Wisconsin Republican Party, saying that, well, he was scared. He was scared. And apparently in this piece, and again, we have to be very careful here because we don't know how this is all going to pan out in the story. But the preview says that he claims that he and his fellow fake electors in Wisconsin were tricked into signing the documents. My question, first of all, is who tricked him? But more on that later. So, look, I don't know a lot of things personally, right? I call it like I see it. And if I've been in the room on some things, regular listeners know that I've told stories about being a former Republican for 30 years almost, up until 2011, when I left the party over voter suppression issues. But I know a little something about Andrew Hitt. And the reason is we grew up in the same town, Richland Center, Wisconsin. As a matter of fact, his mom was my babysitter for me and my sister for a while. And his dad, the late great Art Hitt, was my algebra teacher at Richland Center High School. And he, Art Hitt, Andrew's dad, and my dad, Jim, and another great guy from Richland Center, Ace Donahoe, used to be officials together, high school football officials. And they go all over, officiating. They were an officiating crew. My dad, Ace Donahoe, and Art Hitt. So I know a little bit of something about the family, you understand? And I know a little something about Andrew Hitt. His sister is my age. Andrew's 3 or 4 years younger than me. So I know this guy pretty well. And unlike myself, who was a political nerd and got involved in politics at Republican politics at the age of 12, Andrew really wasn't involved in politics until well into college. And I think he might have done a couple of lit drops for people around southwest Wisconsin. But I never really, he was never involved in politics. And it wasn't until he went to law school and then started working for Scott Walker that he kind of got involved in politics. And I'll tell you, Art and his mom, Bev, were fantastic people. And they raised him very well. A very educated, smart family. And to think that somehow Andrew didn't absorb any of that, but yet got a law degree and was tricked into signing fake elector documents. As we say back in southwest Wisconsin, that dog don't hunt. We'll come back, take your phone calls on the other side. It's the Tylo Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 20 past the hour of 12 for a Friday, February 16th, 2024. The best theme to any of the CSIs, and actually, in my opinion, the best CSI of all, CSI Miami.
I think a lot of people, including myself, agree with you.
Yeah.
However, I was mostly playing it for the name of the song, which is Won't Get Fooled Again, because Andrew Hitt let him, get, like, you know, fool him once, shame on Trump, but if he gets fooled again, shame on him. I mean, really, it should be shame on him this time, too, but...
Nicely done, Mr. Zombers. Talking about this 60 Minutes tweet from last night, a preview of this Sunday's 60 Minutes, where Anderson Cooper sits down with Richland Center's own Andrew Hitt, former attorney for former Republican Governor Scott Walker, immediate past chairman of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, who is claiming, apparently, or so the tease tells us from 60 Minutes, Andrew Hitt claiming that he and his fellow fake electors in Wisconsin were tricked into signing the documents back in 2020. And I tell the story that I grew up in Richland Center with Andrew Hitt. I know his family. His mom was my babysitter. His dad was my algebra teacher. Our parents knew each other from church. My dad and his dad were on a high school officiating crew together. And what's interesting about Andrew, he became this, I'll take him at his word, very kind of right evangelical Christian nationalist type of guy. The United Methodist Church that we grew up in was not that kind of church, all right? In fact, there were two United Methodist churches in Richland Center, a town of 5,000 people. And really the big issues in our church, you know, we came from more of the country type of church, so the people in our church, at the Peace United Methodist Church, we're more kind of like a jeans and casual shirt people. And over at Trinity, they like to dress up more than wear a suit. And so really a lot of the discussions in the United Methodist Church or Richland Center came down to dress and candelabras. Those were the big concerns of, and as now the it's depleted itself so poorly that they only have one left, and they've had to combine churches, and it's very upsetting. They're in the same denomination. They believe in the same Bible, the same God. But they're very concerned about having to combine churches. These are the big issues in the United Methodist Church these days.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. People come up with really stupid things to argue about when you agree about everything else, and you just pick something that is completely irrelevant to what you're doing.
Right. So I'm just telling, that's the background here that Andrew Hitt was raised in. So we're, you know, look, I mean, I'm not going to, if a person's faith is a person's faith, but I'm just telling you this kind of really right evangelical type of faith that he claims to have is not something that he grew up with, all right? And it was while he was in the governor's office that, you know, he would call back home and tell people that I know that the governor's office, where like the governor himself was leading like a prayer circle in the office for a family member. And that's looking at, you know, I guess that's fine. But this kind of, this allegiance that Andrew Hitt became sucked into of the Republican Party was, in my opinion, disturbing. But here's the deal. Andrew Hitt is not a dumb person. He has a law degree. He works at Michael Best and Friedrich, a big law firm here in Madison. He's, and by the way, his specialty is election law. And now this guy, Andrew Hitt, claiming that he was duped, he was tricked into signing the fake elector documents. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Mark, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, you threw me a little bit with Michael Best and Friedrich, because aren't they the ones that conspired with Republicans back in 2011 to give us...
Yes.
Are completely gerrymandered maps.
Yes. And
that, in violation of the Constitution. But for Michael Hitt, and the other ones who say that, well, we were tricked into this. If these, I'm struggling now to remain FCC compliant, because If they're in fear of Donald Trump, should they not support him? That says something about the candidate they're supporting. I mean, the man is too dangerous then to be president of the United States. If you're in fear for doing the right thing, not participating in a nationwide conspiracy against the people of the United States of Wisconsin, United States, and the citizens of Wisconsin, in violation of our Constitution, Article, the 14th Amendment, Section 2, where it guarantees it's the people who elect the electors. It's not the electors that select themselves. And by Andrew Hitt participating in this because he previously served as a sworn officer, that he probably had to take an oath when he worked in the governor's office, that he should not get to vote again. I mean, he should be,
As I understand it, Mark, part of the settlement that he's already made with prosecutors is that he will never again support Trump, right? And never participate in an election that involves Trump. So he's already, Andrew Hitt is, on the record, I think it was from the Milwaukee TV station, WISN, he was on an interview not so long ago, we played the cut, where Andrew Hitt said that if Trump is the nominee for Republicans, he will not be at the Republican Party convention in Milwaukee this year, and that he would not vote for, support, or ever be involved with Trump ever again. So he now that he's under, the pressure of possibly going to jail, now suddenly he supposedly comes clean, gets religion, so to speak.
But his duty in the past, though, was not to participate in the what I maintain, and maybe I'm off base here, but I maintain that the fake electors thing, because it was part of the conspiracy, it was a part of the insurrection.
Well,
because
sure.
The events on January 6th in 2021 were the military action that was taking place, or the paramilitary action, but all this other stuff that went on was part of the insurrection, the run up to the paramilitary action that took place in January. 6th.
Well, Mark, you're not off base at all. I've talked about this. I think we've talked to other hosts about this. Our friend, our former host who was in the 2 o'clock time slot, used to lay this out very clearly and succinctly. And talk about that these fake electors signed this stuff in Madison. They were put in Ron Johnson's pocket, delivered to the Washington, D.C., to the U.S. Capitol, and attempted to be given to Mike Pence, who was vice president at the time, vis-a-vis Pence's chief of staff. And it was Pence's chief of staff who said, wait a minute here, that's a bridge too far even for us. And remember, in the deposition, I think it was from a Georgia, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, in the Georgia case, there are, and also the Jack Smith case, there is deposition where Andrew Hitt and Mark Jefferson, who is still the executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, there was text between the two of them, essentially admitting, look, we know this is wrong, this is crazy, why are we doing it? And they did it anyway.
And if I might be wrong here, but I thought I heard something now that Ron Johnson apparently was in on the planning of this in the first place. Not only was he planning on, that part of the plot to get those fake electors to the vice president, he was part of the plotting for the getting the fake electors thing in motion in the first place, along with Jim Troupas.
Right, and also Roger Stone. I mean, Roger Stone was here as recently as, last year, a year and a half ago, talking to Robin Voss, still trying to overturn the 2020 election? It's preposterous, Mark, for me to think that a guy is highly educated and intellectually smart, maybe culturally and morally bankrupt, but intellectually as smart as Andrew Hitt could have been duped. Now, do I think he was scared for his life or that of his family? I believe that. But duped? No, that part I don't believe at all. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers picked the right tune. Voters of Wisconsin, we won't be fooled again. Back after this on the Todd Allbull Show, the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief, a New York State judge has ordered former President Trump and his companies to pay more than $350 million for committing fraud. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
You have to pay money in New York while the appeal is pending. So just by virtue of saying, I'm going to appeal, that doesn't put off the requirement here, the legal requirement to pay these fines.
President Biden is blaming Vladimir Putin for the death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny.
What's happened to Navalny is yet more proof of Putin's brutality. No one should be fooled, not in Russia, not at home, not anywhere in the world.
Mr. Biden was in East Palestine, Ohio yesterday, more than a year after a train derailed and toxic chemicals leaked. EPA Chief Michael Regan.
That the community is requesting long-term monitoring of the environment and personal health. And all of those things, we believe, are under consideration and deserve a really robust conversation.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
A new film about Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their four boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis' mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I said, I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 20s. Southwest winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Still breezy tonight, low 20s under mostly clear skies. Sunshine for Sunday with highs around 35. For Monday, partly sunny and a high near 40 degrees.
It's 8 at our studios.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbus Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay, go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We
the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The outstanding work of Aaron Zommers. I am fed up. People playing dumb. Nicely done. Who is that?
That's Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's a bonus track from one of their albums. Which Fantastic. One? I don't know.
Yeah. Fed up. I think the people of Wisconsin are fed up, right? If you make a mistake, just say you made a mistake. Take the rap. Take the responsibility. And now we hear, vis-a-vis the tweet last night from 60 Minutes, that coming up this Sunday, Anderson Cooper interviewed Wisconsin's own Andrew Hitt from my hometown of Richland Center, Wisconsin. His mom was my babysitter. His dad was my algebra teacher. Our dads were on a high school officiating football crew together. Went to the same church, PCI Methodist Church. Was never particularly close to him. His sister and I were friends. But I really, you know, Andrew was a little bit younger than me. But know his family very well. An educated, thoughtful family. Andrew Hitt is not intellectually dumb. An attorney at Michael Best here in Madison. His specialty is election law. Was the head counsel lawyer for Scott Walker, Republican, when he was in office during Act 10. Now an attorney at Michael Best. And now apparently this weekend, they play a clip here of Donald Trump campaigning in Wisconsin referring to Andrew Hitt. And then Anderson Cooper asks him a question. He claims, Andrew Hitt does, that he was duped into signing on the fake electors. Here it is.
Beautiful kids, Andrew. Good, good. I'm going to blame you, Andrew, if they don't do it.
Can you imagine the repercussions on myself, my family, if it was me, Andrew Hitt, who prevented Donald Trump from winning Wisconsin?
You're saying you were scared.
It was not a safe time. If my lawyer is right, and the whole reason Trump loses Wisconsin is because of me, I would be scared to death.
Now look, the whole reason that, you know, that would have been true, it would not have been because of Andrew Hitt. I referred earlier in the last segment, I said, look, maybe, you know, maybe he was scared for his life, but he wasn't duped into anything. Text in and says, let's see here. This is from Waukesha, WAUK. It says, he feared for his life? No, he feared that they might lose their power, unquote. I think that's also true. But we've had other, Trigvi Olsen, who's on this show every Wednesday, generally, who has run campaigns for John McCain, been involved with Mitch McConnell, left the party like I did. He knows a lot more people in higher places than I do. Trigvi himself, of course, has a death warrant. He's banned from Russia by Vladimir Putin himself for all the work he's done for democracy in Eastern Europe, Trigvi. And Trigvi agrees that there are people in the Republican Party today, I don't know whether Andrew Hitt is one of them, but there are certainly people in the Republican Party today, the MAGA party, who are making decisions knowingly, that's the key, knowingly, because at some level they do fear for their personal safety or that is that of their family. Whether or not that was truly the case with Andrew Hitt, I don't know. I'm just saying it's a legitimate thing, in my opinion, to say that he could have feared for his safety at some level. But that doesn't mean he was duped into anything or tricked into anything. That means he was basically forced into something, in his opinion, that he should say that and call it for what it is. A criminal ring, the MAGA party, the Trump party. But this whole thing of, and again, we have to wait till Sunday. I mean, God bless 60 Minutes, right? Great tease, great trailer. I'll be tuned in on Sunday on 60 Minutes. We have to see what the whole story is, but it appears that one of the thrusts in this story on 60 Minutes coming up Sunday is that Andrew Hitt is claiming that he was just tricked, duped into signing for the fake electors. I've seen the document. His John Hancock, his Andrew Hitt is right there. I think it was the first one, if memory serves. He is an attorney. He is a smart dude. Andrew Hitt wasn't tricked or duped into anything. And the sworn depositions and in deposition through subpoena, the text records between Andrew Hitt and current, past and current, executive director of the Republican Party, Mark Jefferson, who I also know well, admitted to each other that what they were doing, that what was going on was wrong, and questioned it. And still they did it anyway. There was no duping going on. There was no trickery. Whatever Andrew Hitt did, and he obviously signed the documents of the fake electors, he did it willingly and knowingly. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hi, Todd. You know what? I completely agree with you. And I'm as well very confused because, you know, I'm not a lawyer, right? But the principles of a crime still the same. You're using your position. You're manipulating fact. You're falsificating documents. You are criminally acting against the United States and United States people in a federal process. So you have a federal criminal case and you need to go to jail. You need to be removed from your positions and not being allowed practicing law where you saying you are a freaking specialist in that. And you're doing all this. If you are a specialist and somebody can freak you out, then you are no good. And you need to go and start gardening or something somewhere in the federal jail.
See, this is why I love your calls, Karina, because you don't sugarcoat it. You tell it the way it is. And I couldn't agree more. How could a specialist in election law who is currently practicing and has a law license in Wisconsin at Michael Best, how can he still have a law license? Here, PJ on the YouTube saying the same thing. Mr. Hitt should lose his law license. I could not agree more. I could not agree more. Say, yes, go ahead.
And look, Todd, one more moment. I just don't understand that if we are all equal in this country, we're not in Russia, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody say so. We're not in Russia. Okay, fine. We are all equal. If you and I will take any kind of papers and sign for somebody else, mm-hmm. For somebody else's desires and needs, mm-hmm. if it's a falsification, we're all going to have a problem.
Right.
We're all going to have a criminal cases.
Right.
None of us will be able to find the jobs. I don't understand.
Yeah.
How come those people are special?
No, I hear Tammy listening in on WMDX says, amen, Karina. Well said. You got some fans today, Karina. That's fantastic. Hey, we're going to talk about this other story in a minute, but while I have you on the line, you've said this publicly, so I'm not divulging anything that you haven't said publicly. You originally grew up in Russia, right. And one of the other big stories we'll get to in a little while here is the announcement, apparently, although yet unconfirmed, that Alexei Navalny, the opposition leader to Vladimir Putin in Russia, they're saying has died. Most experts assume that he was murdered by Putin. Just what are your reflections on this day in hearing this news today, Karina, as someone who immigrated originally from Russia?
Well, Todd, there is a, you see what it is? It's not a scandal. It's just a reality.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's powerful.
To be honest, yeah, you see, it's not a scandal. This is how it's done. This is why Andrew afraid of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump literally threatened everybody. Putin is much smarter than Trump because he just does it.
Yeah.
You don't have to threaten anybody. You just remove whoever is on your way. And he does it in his mind for the best of his country, for the best of his people, and everything like that. That is something for history to figure it out. And I don't think that you have to physically remove your opponents, but that's a reality.
created that. That's the most powerful call and thing you've said, I think, in maybe all the time that I've known you via the air here, that it's not a scandal. It's reality. And here's someone like yourself who's lived in Russia, who's seen the reality firsthand, and you're saying that Trump and Trumpism is essentially Putin and Putinism, only not done as smartly. Is that correct in saying that?
Yes, it's a literally terrorizing people who are not agree with you. And unfortunately, I understand the Andrew's position because he was thinking he's doing something for his party and doing this. But the main point is you have a radio show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are there as a doctor of the society. You are a journalist. You are that canary what will die if we don't have enough oxygen, right? So now imagine that you are just sophisticating and lying and making things represent the way somebody made you do it.
Yeah.
Can you continue be a journalist? Yeah. Then you have to give up because this is not the right way to do what you're doing. It doesn't matter who you are and what you do.
Right.
This is just not right way of doing it. So if you cannot do for one reason or another what you're supposed to be doing right, then you need to step away. You don't need to sign in documents because you're afraid. You don't need to continue support and roll down on the conveyor until you're going to say, oh, maybe he will win and everything will be shush. Right. No. This is a criminal fact. You agreed. You knew what you were doing.
Yep. Karina, always a pleasure. Thank you for your unique insight, as always. Appreciate your listenership. Appreciate you taking the time with us today. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Off the text line, listener texting in saying if he was scared, meaning Andrew Hitt, he would still be scared. And he wouldn't be seeking our national attention on 60 Minutes. He's playing the victim card, taking his case to the court of public opinion, unquote. I tend to agree with that listener because I think as I said, Andrew Hitt is not intellectually stupid. I think he's actually probably a pretty good attorney. And any good attorney will tell you he may, and we had another caller here, if you go up Mr. or texter, Mr. Somers. Mary from Mount Horeb. I didn't know it was also called Moho. Have you heard that before?
I've not.
Mary from Moho, Mount Horeb, asking, quote, does anyone know if Attorney General Josh Call is pursuing charges against these losers, unquote. I don't know the answer. I mean, we hope he is. We hope he is, right? But I agree with the texter that, you know, Andrew Hitt and his attorneys may have said, look, you may have charges coming here. Well, what's the best way to win not only just the court of public opinion, but to potentially sway a future jury than going on 60 Minutes, right? And getting your side of the story out there. Now, again, at the time, maybe Andrew Hitt had personal fears for he and his family. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But I think the texter is right. If he had real fears for his safety, would he be going on 60 Minutes? But I think the most powerful comments of the morning so far, the afternoon so far, was Karina on Alexei Navalny saying this is not a scandal. It is reality. Great call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. On the other side, a voice we haven't heard from in a while, who you will hear more from very shortly. Maggie Dawn joins us after the break. Don't go anywhere. Get her. She is an attorney. We'll get her take on this after this. It's the Todd Hallbowles Show for a Friday TGIF on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black History Stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on a Friday, February 6th, 2024, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 1 o'clock at the top of the hour. National news, check of weather as well. Talking about this news from last night, 60 Minutes putting it on the Twitter, the Twix, the X, whichever you want to call it, saying previewing a big interview on Sunday, this coming Sunday. Anderson Cooper interviewing Richland Center, Wisconsin's very own Andrew Hitt, former counsel to Republican Governor Scott Walker, immediate past chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, claiming in this clip, all we see is about 40 seconds, apparently claiming that he was duped, tricked into signing false elector documents after the 2020 election. Say that he feared for himself, for his safety, apparently. I don't buy it. As a guy who grew up with him in the same church, in the same town, our parents knew each other, his mom was my babysitter, I don't buy it. His dad was my algebra professor. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to an actual legal expert. Joining us via the phone for the beautiful city of Milwaukee, our colleague, our friend, Maggie Dawn, who will be joining this lineup in the afternoons starting the 26th of February, every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, thanks for calling in. Maggie, how are you?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
I am well. Congratulations, first and foremost, on joining us here in the afternoon. Looking forward to it.
Thanks. I have some big shoes to fill, and certainly coming after you will be a wonderful professional challenge. I love your show. I love what you do, Todd.
Well, you're too kind, and we're just happy to have you here. And yeah, absolutely looking forward to it. I'm glad you called in because you are an actual attorney. You know, I worked for a law firm. I've been around attorneys, but I am not an attorney. What do you make of these claims? Like I say, I've known Andrew Hitt since we were kids. Grew up in the same town, same church, our families knew each other. He is not intellectually stupid. You might say he has bad judgment or bad morals or bad character, but he's not intellectually stupid. He works for Michael Best, a law firm here, a well-known one in Madison. His specialty supposedly is election law. And now we hear vis-a-vis 60 Minutes, he's telling Anderson Cooper he was tricked into signing these fake elector documents. Maggie Dawn, what say you?
I always think it's interesting that folks who may, in other circumstances, proselytize tough on crime, when it comes to the point in time where they might be staring down the wrong end of an indictment, all of a sudden, woe is me. I was confused. I was scared. Listen, if you're unwilling to extend the benefit of doubt to all sorts of other potential defendants when they claim that they were confused or scared or didn't understand the law, it seems to me to be quite two-faced for someone who is as expert as Attorney Hitt to be now claiming those things. If you're afraid, perhaps that's an indicator that you're on the wrong side of an issue, right? If you're confused as a lawyer who claims to be an election law expert, perhaps you shouldn't sign the document. None of those things are any reasonable excuse for what he did, which was both criminal and an attack on democracy. He should be ashamed. I don't like the fact that 60 Minutes has given this guy airtime to frankly put out a bunch of baloney. He should be facing an indictment, and I'd like to know where Attorney Josh Call is.
Yeah, I've asked the same question on Attorney Call. I hope there are is investigation and hopefully charges coming. What do you make of this? One of our texters texted in, I thought it was a good point, that if Andrew here really is afraid for his safety or that of his family, then why is he going national with this? You know, is it really just about tainting for, this is Todd's terms, tainting a future jury pool in Wisconsin if charges are brought, or trying to just try this in the court of public opinion?
Yeah, I think that that's exactly right. Again, if you were legitimately afraid, you wouldn't be trying to put your face out there for greater face recognition, right? Mm. You wouldn't be trying to garner more negative attention if you're claiming that that's what it is. He was a good soldier for what was an attempted coup. And now you're claiming, you know, please feel sorry for me. Frankly, I don't generally feel sorry for lawyers. I certainly don't feel sorry for lawyers that work and cash checks from Michael Best. And I don't think any of us, whether you're right or left, need to extend any sympathy to Attorney Hitt. He did what he did. He knew what he was doing, right? The text messages
right.
prove that he had intent right. to commit a crime, intent to do wrong. He's owed no sympathy and no regard. They should throw the book at him.
And keep me honest, was that the Georgia trial or the D.C. one with Jack Smith, where in the deposition it came out that there are these texts between Andrew Hitt and past and still executive director of the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Mark Jefferson, where they told each other, oh, why are we doing this? This doesn't make sense. I mean, this is Todd paraphrasing, but essentially they admitted to each other that they knew what was happening was wrong. They questioned it, and yet they did it anyway. I mean, that is already public information that has been, you know, brought out through deposition.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. If my memory serves, I believe that was out of some of the leaks from the Jack Smith investigation. Mm-hmm. But again, this was intentional wrongdoing. And the GOP of the state of Wisconsin won't even police its own ranks and tell the guy that's leading the party here that that's unacceptable. When you do something that you know is wrong morally and legally, you don't allow those people to continue to lead a party in your state. I just don't see any excuse for this kind of behavior. It's criminal.
Well, as I said earlier, Maggie, I grew up with Andrew Hitt's family. We went to the same church. His dad, Art, was my algebra teacher. And we'd walk in every day to algebra class and we'd ask Mr. Hitt, it'd kind of be like a running joke. We'd say, Mr. Hitt, is there going to be a quiz today? And his dry, wry reply was always, always possible. I think if Mr. Hitt were still alive and you ask him, Mr. Hitt, is your son going to be criminally indicted and go to jail? Always possible.
Always possible. Thanks Maggie, much,
appreciate. Hey, keep Maggie, thank you so much. Look forward to hearing from you more in a couple of weeks, 2 until 4, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Maggie, Dawn, thank you so very much. Appreciate that. Let's go quickly to Matt in Middleton. Matt, we've got about a minute and a half left. We can always pick it up on the other side, but I didn't want to ignore you. Matt from Middleton, what's to you?
Hey, Todd, I just wanted to ask your opinion quick, and I'm not a historian, but it feels awfully similar to pre-World War II, World War I, when we have war at the doorstep like we do currently with Russia, people in law, government, our institutions are having to choose sides. And oftentimes the fear of losing one's career, credibility, safety seems to come into play. And I wonder if you can think of any examples from pre-World War II that echo this current situation here, where people are like you're suggesting, they're turning away from their own morals and things with these fears.
Appreciate it, Matt. We'll pick it up on the other side. Matt from Middleton, hour two coming up.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5 The Tap.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Monday and Tuesday at 8 a.m. for special guest host Stu Daniels. I'm Earl Ingram.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.